And just to reiterate, we have Chris Albanese in Ohio, Thomas Wise in Ohio, Delbra Pratt in Illinois, Jenny Caligiuri in Iowa. Beth just emailed me a bit ago and apologized. She's not feeling well this morning, but did send a quick update and it looks forward to joining us next month. And then Sharon also apologized for not being able to make it this morning, but she will. She also provided a quick update. So we'll go ahead and get started this morning, and I can't believe it's been almost 3 weeks since the summit. It's unbelievable how time has gone, But we'll take any time we can have together. So Leah, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you. I know you have quite a few exciting things to update us on.
Thanks, Summer. Yes, I just wanted to. First of all, give everybody a quick recap of what has happened since we left the summit. There has been so much enthusiasm and excitement on every front from the members of Congress that were there. They met together last Monday night, and had a great conversation about next steps for them. State legislators, I've had a number of conversations already with the state legislators in Mississippi, Georgia, Michigan, a couple other states. So we are having great conversations with pastors who are interested in holding events and signing ceremonies. So let me just give you sort of a high-level overview of the timeline of what's coming down the pike. So between now and April 17th, essentially we are putting together really that whole week, the 13th through the 17th, we're putting together all the mechanics and mechanisms to advance what we're calling now the Pray USA, Government Leaders Calling the Nation to Prayer initiative. And so during this time, for the next few weeks, we're putting together all the website, Facebook, video, 2 to 3 minute video, all the talking points, church kit, affiliate organization kit, instructions for government leaders. All these things will, the proclamation, how we're going to handle the proclamation, signings, that kind of thing, all being put together right now. And then the main thing that we're doing is garnering more signatures from government leaders, because we hope to, that mid-April, when we have all this completed, we're going to then turn our attention and do a huge promotion out to the citizens, the churches, the affiliate organizations that are with us are going to start promoting. That would be people like FRC, Wall Builders, United in Purpose, American Family Association, all those organizations who are jumping on board and saying, yes, we're in this with you. We'll start promoting this when you're ready. Let us know. National Day of Prayer, National Prayer Committee, they've all said we're in with you. So what's going to happen is they will then get all the mechanisms that they need to put it on their banners, on their websites, promote it through their constituents and emails and that kind of thing. And what we're asking right now, between now and April 17th, is we're focused on the government leaders, and that's where I want to focus you guys too, is that we're asking them to get as many government leaders signed on to this proclamation between now and mid-April as we possibly can. So, for instance, I talked to the folks in Mississippi, and it was Philip Candy, and he said, absolutely, send us 2 proclamations. I'm actually going to announce this from the House floor, and we're going to announce it from the Senate floor. We're going to have the proclamation there, and we're going to invite all the government leaders, all the legislators, to come and sign the proclamation. And we have included a return envelope for them, or a return label for the tube. They're going to send it back to us. We're going to scan it. It'll go up on the website, and those names will be added to the government leaders, the 52 government leaders who have already signed on. So by the time we roll out in mid-April, we have to hope to have hundreds of government leaders who have signed on to this proclamation, and we actually have physical proclamations signed by them. There's also going to be an opportunity in about 10 days for a government leader just to simply get on the website and sign their name. Let's just say they're up in Rhode Island and they heard about this and they're just one government leader. They don't have a bunch. They don't need to do a whole big proclamation signing, but they want to sign their name on. They're going to be able to go to the website at prayusa.com and add their name to the proclamation list of government leaders. So we have both a printed physical for those those states like Mississippi, Georgia, Michigan, all those states said that they wanted to actually have a physical proclamation, go on their House floor, Senate, and ask people to sign it, legislators. So that is the main thing that I want you guys to hear, because I would like your help in getting that done in your states. We potentially are going to, we have a telebriefing on Monday that we're inviting all the government leaders on, who were not only at the summit, but also our entire network of government leaders. Congressman Forbes will be on it, I'll be on it, and we're going to be talking about this there as well. So any way that you guys could help us get as many government leaders signed on, the better. And if you have more questions about that, we'd be happy to email you or talk to you about what that might look like. And then starting in mid-April, we'll turn our attention to promoting this whole movement to the public, to, you know, begin promoting it. And it'll be gearing up to a date that we think is going to be June the 7th, which is a Sunday, where we will be then launching the Pray USA Government Leaders Calling the Nation to Prayer movement. And that will be the date that we get as many government leaders in churches actually reading proclamations, playing the video, and having signing ceremonies in churches as possible. And so, but it's not culminating on that day, June 7th. It's not like we're trying to get everybody to do it on that day and then we're done. It's starting on that day. So that's the day we hope to have a handful of churches that are willing to start the ball rolling, and then we'll continue to follow up. And then after that, June 7th, the promotion will all go toward more and more and more churches that are inviting government leaders into their pulpits as to read the proclamation, play the video, and participate in a signing ceremony. There will also be, like I said, an entire online mechanism in which people that are not necessarily going to be a part of a ceremony can just go onto our website and sign on to the proclamation. So we hope to have hundreds of government leaders by mid-April, thousands of government leaders by June, and hundreds of thousands of citizens that will begin signing on beginning in June and throughout the year. Any questions about that? And again, this will be covered again at the telebriefing online. You will be on, and then we'd be happy to send you any information that we have. And it'll all be on PrayUSA.com as well, in stages. We'll have phase one will go up in 10 days, and then phase two will go up about 2 weeks later at PrayUSA.com with all the mechanisms. Any questions before I move to the next thing?
Just awesome.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I was waiting for the unmute, but if you have questions, if you think of questions, there'll be time at the end, too, if you wanted to ask any. Another thing, too, just moving to another topic, I want to talk about the new website and the feedback that we got from legislators. You know, we put forth that legislator response form, asking for feedback form at the summit. And we received a overwhelming request from our state legislators for information that they could use to pass proactive, enduring religious liberty legislation. And that is not a surprise to us. We actually had been working really hard leading up to the summit on the back end that you guys, I'm sure we've told you about. And we now have a back end. The new website is launched. We have a for government leaders only section that is on the website. And what we're providing there is the it's basically going to be the kinds of things that they might need for promoting religious liberty legislation. So it might be best practices, it might be talking points, it might be the other side, you know, how they're presenting it, so that they can be aware of what might the approach that the other side might be taking. It'll be who states that have already passed legislation like this and who the contact people are. It'll be policy people and who they can work with, who has already come on board and said, hey, we will work with anybody, any states that are trying to pass this legislation. Those are the kinds of things we have as a resource for these legislators. Because I want you to know that we do not jump on the bandwagon of every legislator that is trying to put forth religious liberty legislation. And there's a very specific reason for that. I have now had multiple legislators saying, we have people in our state that are putting forth religious liberty legislation. The problem is it's not very good. And we can't afford to not sign on to it because we can't be seen as voting against it. But the truth is, it's going to do more harm than good. It's not well written. It's not going to do any good. We need good legislation, but we need help with that because we don't necessarily have the bandwidth to get good legislation, and people rush out in our legislatures, and a lot of times it's the newer legislators that rush out with thinking they're going to come in and just be the ones that bring forth this great legislation, but they aren't good at writing legislation that's actually going to make a difference, and they haven't vetted it through policy people who are actually going to have to defend the legislation, nor have they done a good job of putting forth talking points to ensure that everybody says it well, presents it well. So if you're wondering why we're not getting on the bandwagon and promoting a lot of legislation, it's because I'm not interested in us promoting legislation that has not been vetted, is not clearly excellent, that is not going to be, that is going to be enduring. So if you bring something to us, or if you're working with legislators and they want us to get on board with it, just be aware that we are not, as an organization, getting on board with legislation until we've asked the hard questions. Who has vetted this? Who has looked at this? Is this something that can be easily defended? Are there talking points? Have you thought this through? We now have four pieces of legislation on our back end for government leaders only that have been vetted and have gone through the test of time and of success and that we recommend. And so it only takes one or two times for us to get on the bandwagon and start promoting something, and it be a nightmare or go down in flames or not be well thought through, for us to lose our reputation as being a go-to source, a clearinghouse for excellent legislation. So just know that that is who we are and what we're going to be. So please be careful about putting our name on any legislation that has not gone through the process. And so make sure you guys are an extension of us, and it's important for you to understand and be able to articulate to government leaders that you're working with why we may or may not be jumping on board their legislation with them. And you need to be able to ask the questions. Here's the process that we go through before we jump on board regarding legislation. And you know, just be able to ask your legislators what that is. And if you need more help with that, of the vetting process and how we go through this, you guys are welcome to get on the For Government Leaders Only section. That's only for government leaders and our state directors. You're welcome to get on there, and you'll see the four that we did and the kinds of questions and the kind of issues and what we looked for when we did it. That's the best place for you to take a look at what we're looking for. Somebody just jumped on. Welcome. All right, so I want to make sure that everybody has enough time to talk, and I've already talked for 15 minutes. So, we have a lot more to talk about in future meetings. We'll talk about the In God We Trust campaign. That is not going away. In fact, that's going to heat up again. Right now we have ingodwetrust.com, which you're welcome. Hopefully all of you have your ability to promote that. You have it. You can order decals. We don't have a store yet. We're trying to get the Pray USA up and running. Then we'll switch gears and move to God We Trust and get that website revised and revamped and get a store on there. So that is coming. But right now we're focused on Pray USA and making sure our leaders are feeling supported. Our state leaders are feeling supported with this back end and with the legislation that they're looking for. So hopefully you'll all be on the telebriefing on Monday, and please encourage all your state legislators to be on that telebriefing Monday. It's the next steps. It'll answer a lot of questions. We really want to provide these telebriefings for them at least monthly so that they can stay up to speed. There's so much excitement, enthusiasm, and so much hope. And everyone that I've talked to has just raved. I mean, people that don't usually gush we're gushing. So it seems to be that we hit the mark with that summit and have really turned a corner and being able to be the go-to support agency for these folks. So with that, if there's any urgent questions for me on anything I just talked, feel free to ask them now. And otherwise, I'm going to turn it over to Summer and then all of you for your updates.
I just came on. This is Pastor McIntosh from Connecticut, and you're talking about the telebriefing. What is the time and the number?
Pastor, you will get all that information via email, Summer.
Okay.
I don't have that in front of me, but please watch your emails. You've gotten an invitation. You got one on Monday. You got another one last night, Wednesday night. If you did not get one, then something's wrong with your email because we sent it to all the state directors as well.
Well, I haven't been on in a day or two, so okay.
Okay, great. So Monday night and last night, you'll get another one Friday. Make sure you RSVP to that. Make sure that you send that, forward that to your state legislators. Make sure that they know about it. They've heard. They're going to be on that if possible. So hopefully if you haven't received the information after you review your emails, make sure you get in touch with Summer. But just for you to know, it's 1 o'clock Eastern time on Monday, but I don't have any other mechanism details, logistics details in front of me. So,
thank you.
Did the legislators have to RSVP?
Yes, they do. Because the only way for them to get their call-in number and their code is to RSVP. Private invite only.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Summer, all yours.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Leah. I just had a couple of things. I know many of you are very excited and anxious about getting your state pages up and edited and updated. So we are working on getting that done. We have a variety of website edits that we're working on the news site, but we are making state pages a priority. So we would ask from y'all, if you don't mind, providing a current list of your members, current list of chairmen, any additional info that you want on your website. For instance, if you want if any changes to your information, if you're already up there, if not, if you'd like to have your picture and any bio information, please provide that as well. And also, and any images you'd like to have updated. And then we will be working together with one of our team members on staff here to keep those pages updated, relevant, with prayer calendars, whatever it is that you'd like to have. So that's exciting. We're trying to make that available quickly for y'all so you have that as a resource and a tool to continue to meet with people. Also, just I know everybody gets the weekly prayer update. There's so many issues that we're all praying about and looking into, but one that I wanted to bring up specifically today was the Supreme Court case that is going to be heard. Oral arguments will begin next month, and basically oral arguments will begin, and this will determine whether or not states should be required to license same-sex marriages under constitutional guarantees. So this is just something to be praying about. And I can send more information on that as needed, but wanted to make that make everybody aware of that. So we can be praying and asking the Lord what we can be doing about that. Also, wanted to give an opportunity to ask any questions about that information. Then I'm literally going to turn it over to the states. I want to hear what's going on. I've had many conversations with y'all and know that there is some good advancement taking place. So I want to give opportunity for some conversations to be had there. Does anybody have any questions about the new state pages? Okay, great. And if you do, feel free to ask me towards the end of the call or individually. Okay, well, I know, Jenny, you have just a few minutes, so I want to make sure to turn it over to you to give us an update there in Iowa.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Summer. I'm traveling with other people over. We're going to be on a TV station this morning in northern Iowa. We're going to tape 2 one-hour shows, so any prayer you can give would be great. We're going to be talking about unity in the state. We'll be talking about our Iowa Call to Prayer, which is going to be on April 30th, but we're going to kick off the In God We Trust campaign. We're going to talk about religious liberty, and we're also going to plan to sign the proclamation. We also are going to have a meeting with the legislators, an informational meeting on April 7th, which is Tuesday, where I'm going to be talking about the prayer aspects of the caucus, and then the chairs are going to be talking about the legislative side of it and how they need to be in agreement. So we're going to get a renewal from those that signed on to the caucus, and we're also going to be speaking to the new legislators. So I'm going to recommend even at that point we bring out the proclamation and talk about that and go ahead and start getting the signature signed on that day if I can get it by then from you guys. So that's two huge things. What we're doing on our Iowa Call to Prayer Day this year, though, I've gone to our legislators, and we're wanting to show a united front with a lot of like-minded organizations. So I've talked to Jeff Daly with National Day of Repentance, since that is the National Day of Repentance, and they are coming alongside, which I will talk about that day. But we also have Transformation Group, Iowa for Jesus Network. We have Concerned Women for America, American Renewal Project, Family Leader. We've got all these organizations. I'm going to be meeting with National Day of Prayer actually on Saturday, but we're going to have all these different organizations that are going to show a united front, and it's going to be a positive rally, but we're trying to get people from all over the state to come to show our legislators the support that they have from the church and from the people in the state to move forward with legislation and getting In God We Trust up and getting our religious liberties reversing and coming back to our biblical foundation. So already getting, I was at a conference this past weekend, already getting a great response asking if they can bring buses, if we can, not Skype, but we send it across the, I've lost my wording. We'll stream it across the state. And Family Leader has already told me that they would do whatever we wanted to do for that. So that would be where we are and what's going on in our state. And one other thing I just want to bring up, if it comes on your heart, that we have a bill where Bill 573, it's a House file 573 in our state, where it is passed out of the House that requires the ultrasound before a woman can have abortion. And I know that's not our thing, but the big deal about this is God has shown we have opened doors, and we are really praying strongly for this to give hope and to show that we're just really crying out to God for this, to show that our legislators, because a lot of them are losing hope in these battles, that there is still hope. So I think that's pretty much it. The big focus is April 30th, April 7th for the meeting with the legislators, and then this TV show this morning. So thank you.
Great news, Jenny. So encouraging to hear all that's taking place. That's exactly what the vision is. It's aligning unofficially with like-minded organizations in order to provide support for these legislators. And I know that you would run all this through Joel Fry first, and you're actually going to be signing the call to prayer, correct? The call to prayer for America that was just signed at the summit.
Yes. Yes, we're going. Actually, we'll have a different legislator is going to read a paragraph. So we're going to have a lot of legislators involved in reading that, and then we'll have to call the public to sign it also. We're actually going to be playing the 2 or 3 minute video from In God We Trust. We've got a lot going on. I've actually scheduled an hour and a half just because of the different things. We're going to honor our governor from signing the call to prayer for 7/14/14, the Day of Repentance, on that day too. So there's going to be a lot going on, but we're involved. Legislators are going to open in prayer. They're going to do a lot of the program, but we're going to have other speakers for 3 to 5 minutes just speaking in positive ways and showing the unity for In God We Trust, for the family being involved, the church being involved, and stepping up. So
that's great. That's great. Well, we'll continue to pray for you, and the Lord will continue to give you favor. Thank you for all that you're doing in Iowa.
Thank you. And I'm probably going to get off, and I'll listen to the recording from everybody else because we're trying to get ready for the TV thing.
No problem. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank y'all. Bless you.
Bless you. Okay, and then Debra, I see we have you on in Illinois. Do you have an update for us? Or anything that you want to even discuss? Anything that you're realizing you'd like to maybe get some other states to give some input on, or Leah or myself, anything that you'd like to bring up, please feel free to do that. Debra, she might be muted. Oh, you know what? It looks like she may have had to jump off. Okay. Well, let's go to Pastor McIntosh in Connecticut.
Thank you. Well, with Connecticut, first I want to say the summit was just absolutely indescribable and just a phenomenal encouragement to us all. But I would venture to say a tremendous encouragement to Senator McLaughlin, and we're still working on getting more of the legislators involved, and there's been discussion of various ones who are definitely interested in coming on board, and I think with him coming to the summit really encouraged him and to see what others are doing around the nation. So I said all that to say this, is that we're still working on energizing and activating even the more the Congressional Prayer Caucus part, and just really excited about it. In terms of any special activity that's going on, there really isn't, other than the fact that there's a lot of concern. Well, just keep us in prayer. There's a lot of concern about the assisted suicide bill that they're trying to get through, and I just really feel that that's not going to happen. But that's pretty much what's going on with Connecticut right now.
Thanks, Pastor. Appreciate the update. And I do have updates from states that are not represented here with us, but I want to give those that are on an opportunity to share. Chris, do you have anything you want to share from Ohio? I know you're just coming on and just getting engaged, but I want to give you an opportunity. Chris, are you there? Okay. How about you, Thomas? Do you have anything that you want to share in Ohio there, from Ohio? Okay, I don't know if people are muted. I know I talked to Chris briefly yesterday. Thomas, I'm going to be calling you back later
today. I'm here.
Okay.
Hello. Yesterday with the is Chris there?
I think he's there, but he might be muted or might have gotten caught up in another conversation or something. Feel free to go ahead, Thomas.
Well, Representative Derrickson's one of his committees was they shepherded the heartbeat bill in Ohio, and it went through and passed the Ohio House. We still are working with a number of outside organizations and building partnerships, and we still have our Capitol House of Prayer. And so that's growing, and a number of ministries are signing on as partners with that. So I know that the two, Representative Derrickson and Representative Hayes, who is at the summit, are encouraged and emboldened by the events and are moving forward with legislation that deals with religious liberty. So That's about what I know. If Chris could jump on at any time now and let us know.
Hey, sorry, yeah, I jumped off there. I'm back on. Apologize.
Oh, no problem, no problem. And there's no, I know you're, like I said, you're just getting engaged, but if there's anything that you want to share, please feel free to do that. I know Thomas was just requesting for any updates on any religious liberty legislation that you may be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. Just kind of a quick update, and I really appreciate what Leah said earlier about, you know, not jumping on board with a lot of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or RFRA bills that states are putting up. Last year, in 2014, there were 13 states that voted on the Religious Freedom Restoration Act in one form or another. Only one of those bills passed, and that was Mississippi. I think they have a little bit of an edge down there. But that was the only one out of 78 Democrats that actually voted for the bill. Not one of them voted yet. And unfortunately, this isn't the case right now due to some of the rhetoric and news that came out of Arizona and Kansas last year and 2 years ago. Just a brief history of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It was proposed by a Democrat in 2001. It was signed by Bill Clinton. It was unanimous support in the Senate and only three dissenting votes in the House of Representatives, and was bipartisanly supported by the ACLU and the FRC. I mean, everybody was on board with this. But unfortunately, 10 years later, you know, people are in a little different understanding about what the language is, and unfortunately the case is it's not about the bill, it's about the talking points. Anybody who says, you know, the words, the right to discriminate, is going to win. Of course, you know, anybody would say, of course, we don't want to discriminate against somebody, but where are the lines of religious freedom as opposed to discrimination, and which one is which? And unfortunately, that's longer than a 30-second political ad, so it's very difficult to get in 2015, a Religious Freedom Restoration Act approved. We are looking right now in Ohio to follow the model of what Michigan set as precedent last year, and Utah just followed through with. It's not necessarily a compromise bill because it's actually a bill that would be the greatest religious freedom bill in America. Utah just Senate Bill 296. And then they're going to include Senate Bill 297 as well as a package deal. Those two bills, essentially 296, is a two-part bill. First of all, it's the General Religious Freedom Restoration Act that was passed in Congress in 2001, but it applies to state level. The current RFRA on the federal level does not apply to state level, so we need more protection on the state level. Anyways, it's that general RFRA. In addition to anti-discrimination language for LGBT groups in housing and employment. Those are two things you just couldn't get away with anyways in, you know, in 2015. And not to say that we want to discriminate in any way, shape, or form, but the main point of having that in there is not to have specifically anti-discrimination language, but the anti-discrimination language then allows you to carve out of that religious freedom language. So, for instance, you know, if there's an anti-discrimination law that says that you're not allowed to hire or not allowed to discriminate based on sexual orientation, you can then add in language that says, except any religious organization or, and most importantly, any organization, for-profit or nonprofit, owned by a religious organization. So that would cover your Hobby Lobbies, your Chick-fil-A's, your hospitals and all kinds of different nonprofits. It would also leave out public accommodations due to the LGBT issues. So, for instance, churches would not be required to allow a gay wedding to happen in their church if they don't want to. If, as Leah alluded to, in June or July, the Supreme Court decides that the Sixth Circuit was incorrect in their decision in sustaining or maintaining Ohio's prohibition against gay marriage, because the Sixth Circuit is Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, Tennessee, we want to be a little bit more proactive, just like what Utah is doing in Senate Bill 297, where they're actually saying if or when, however the language needs to be, gay marriage is enacted in the state, we're making sure that religious organizations are completely exempt. The pastors are exempt, you know, any religious figure would be exempt, and the religious buildings and property specifically are exempt from that law. So those are some things that we're kind of milling around in right now, and I don't know, Summer, if you could even begin to speak to if that would be something that CBCF would be interested in. But it may be a conversation for lawyers to read down the line. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, just kind of wanted to give you a heads up on what we're thinking. Those two bills are essentially becoming one bill in Ohio. They're in the process of being drafted. We don't have a head count or anything. We don't have any way to say if this is going to be a reality or not. These are just beginning thoughts and thoughts of how to be a little bit more proactive in the protection of religious organizations.
Chris, let me respond to that. This is Leah. That's exactly the kind of thing that we have, that we want to have available in our for government leaders section. So have you gone to the for government leaders section? You probably didn't even know about it in our website yet.
I haven't checked that yet. Sorry.
Say it again.
I have not. I'm sorry. I have not. Sorry.
Okay. If you could go to the for government leaders section in our website and click on the RFRA section. We have an entire section in there devoted to RFRA, and it's who's passed it, what they've done, talking points, language, what to stay against, whatever. And so I would love it, since you've done extensive work on it as well, if you would take a look at that, and let's have a conversation about whether or not you
absolutely
think what we've provided is actually what you're finding out as well, and what's really going to work. Because I think working together, let's create the best place for people to go if they want the information, because we've created it in such a way that we can create it in a PDF and send it to people with the entire full meal deal, all they need to know right there in order to move it forward in their state, who to talk to, the history of it, talking points, everything. So if we don't
thank
have it
so
exactly
much
right, if we don't have it exactly right, I'd love to work with you guys and get it exactly right before, and then we'd send it out to all the states and say, this is
perfect,
the number one thing, let's get this done.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you.
And as soon as you get a chance to look at that, I know you're super busy, but as soon as you get a chance to look at that, would you reach back to us so we can have a conversation?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks.
Great. And I'm excited to hear that y'all are considering the upgrade, if you will, to cover Christian businesses and schools and things. So that is great news. I know Indiana, I think it was just yesterday, passed religious
bill. Where the hell?
I was just getting ready. So a lot of good things are happening. 19 states have passed religious freedom bills. 13 states are considering, and then there's 3 states that are considering RFRA amendments. So this is, they've found an effective way of protecting the rights protecting our First Amendment rights at the state level. So thanks for that, Chris. That's excellent. And anything else that you or Thomas want to add before we turn it over to Cindy in Michigan?
I think I'm good.
Okay, excellent. Thomas?
No, we're good.
Okay, great. Thank you both. Appreciate that. Okay, Cindy in Michigan. I know you also are just really getting engaged there. You've had already some great conversations with the legislators. You're beginning to communicate with your network. So thank you for jumping right in, and please feel free to give us an update.
Okay, we have we've got Republican and Democratic chairs now appointed in the representatives in the House of Representatives. Senators, we have a Republican sponsoring. There's a core group of 6 people who are taking this on and saying that they'll be active in running what's being done in for Michigan with the CPCF. And there's 35 legislators that are currently meeting each week for prayer in the Capitol. There's 6 of them that have started a prayer and fasting every morning and meeting for prayer. And they're very much impacted by the national gathering. That was really an honor just to be there and to be a witness. And I have to just mention this because hopefully somebody else is in my boat. I was really good. I didn't take selfies. I didn't take pictures. And I would love to find out how I could either purchase or get hold of some pictures from Michigan, because it was just so neat. I mean, the whole event was, but if there's any chance of doing that, I just wanted to say I'd love it. Legislation coming up right now, we're waiting for the adoption bill to head to the Senate. It passed in the House Basically, this seeks to prevent the state or the federal government from cutting funding or taking adverse action against private agencies, you know, who have faith beliefs. And so that's heading to the Senate. I mean, it can be brought up any day. Marriage definition is going to come up in early April. And so far, the House and the Senate have been approached. There's a team that went forward and talked with the majority leaders and found out that over the weekend, the majority leaders, they never do this, but they actually contacted each other. They are Christians, and they felt a conviction from God to move it forward. Basically, there's a bill that's been written up that says, according to the 10th Amendment and the Constitution, you know, we are not going to follow the federal, you know, if the Supreme Court comes down and says that we're going to impose same-sex definition over top of you, Michigan basically is going to move forward and bring these bills forward to say, according to the 10th Amendment and the Constitution, we do not need to do that, and we won't be. So I'm amazing just to hear, like, the bravery that some of the members took last week to approach both of the majority leaders and to hear that they actually connected over the weekend, and that was pretty cool. And then the RFRA bill will come up in early May. They're going to hold that off just a little bit, but they're really geared up. They were really touched powerfully by the presentations, the speakers at their weekend there, so it's just neat to see where they're at. The prayer caucus launch for the legislators, they would like to do that May 12th here, and that's going to be spearheaded by Senator Shirky. The legislative and pastors launch, they want to do separately on June 12th. And so I'm starting to meet with other prayer organizations in the state and then contacting pastors who represent territories or regions. You know, they just are people of influence. But even the connection that the legislators have for pastors is amazing. And then the other step that they're taking is they want me to help make connections for them in the state where they can go visit churches, begin to talk about what they're doing with the prayer caucus. I think that probably is a really good overview, and I'm really eager to talk with you offline, Summer, just so I can you know, make sure that as I'm launching emails and doing things here that you know, it's in the guidelines. So I'm listening to you both share, and I'm online checking out the government section already, and I mean, it's just really neat. So we're ready. We're just ready to keep moving forward.
Thank you, Steve. You have been excellent. Just jumping, like I said, jumping right in. Thank you, thank you. And yes, we will. I'll follow up with you offline to have further discussion. Okay, I know there are, like I said, a few updates here that I just wanted to share. One, Colorado, Beth Folsom, my last conversation with her, she was ecstatic, just over the top excited and thankful for the summit. She said that the legislators, that her enthusiasm has transferred to the legislators and that they are extremely motivated to see this prayer caucus go to the next level. So she's working with not only the legislators are engaged and excited about the call to prayer and getting into churches, and they're helping to build the church list in the state, which she's going to give the planning strategy for that next time. But she's identified legislators or individuals over different aspects of the state to help build church lists so that they can start engaging the church in this Pray USA call to prayer. Also, they are looking at building. They have new co-chairs, and they are, as I mentioned, extremely motivated. She said that they're mailing invites to all new members. So they're continuing to build the prayer caucus member list. They're having a pastor and legislators lunch next week. They have I'll let her give more of an update. There's a lot of good things here, but next time she's on the call, we'll let her give the fullness of this update. But a lot of good things going on in Colorado. She is, as I mentioned, not feeling well today, so if we could just keep her in our prayers. Also, Mike in Kentucky is extremely excited. He said that Representative Tim Moore, who was at the summit, came back, again, just very excited and motivated. And so there is now, he and Representative Hoover and also another legislator, Tom Reiner, are now going to be co-chairs of the caucus. So they've added leadership there, and they are being very strategic about this next session. So they have just wrapped up session. They had a great last, I'm trying to look through as if you're meeting together, and they're continuing, though, to strategize for next session so that they can really be effective in this mission. So Mike said that he is just extremely encouraged about their engagement. They're looking at how to a variety of things. So we'll let Mike, of course, give more of an update next time as well. Florida, they had their first legislative prayer caucus meeting. Representative Mike Hill, who was at the summit, had just come on as co-chair and came back and jumped right in, had a first prayer meeting with 7 members of the House, and they also now have a co-chair in the Senate. So that senator is going to start helping to engage Senate members, and are looking forward to being effective through the legislative process as well. And then Pennsylvania, Abby is officially state director in Pennsylvania. The chairman there also, and I get emails almost daily from one of the representatives, one of the chairmen there in Pennsylvania, who's watching the religious liberty issues closely. He is communicating with the schools or the individuals that may be having some type of an issue. He's working with family policy councils, different ones in the state, to try and find out what they can do on, and to raise up the standard on every front. He also is looking at doing the In God We Trust art contest. So that he wants to make a priority in this next session to engage the high schools, the schools, to create a painting or some type of art that incorporates our national motto, In God We Trust, and then it would culminate with an event in the state capitol, and the legislators would greet them and host them. And so he's very, very excited about that. He's working diligently to see In God We Trust put up in the schools, and appreciate your prayers for him and the other legislators that are working on that. But it's a strong caucus in Pennsylvania. So I know we have just about 10 minutes left. I get a lot of comments that we want to have more opportunities for brainstorming and strategy and things, so I want to take even this last few minutes for that, and we will set up another time where we can come together and just really sit and talk and strategize about what works and what doesn't work and bounce things off one another. But I want to also give this time in case anybody has anything that they want to bring up on this call specifically, or any questions that you may have for Leah or myself or any other state directors.
I'd just like to ditto the request that Cindy have with the pictures, if it's at all possible to get pictures from that were taken at the summit, especially the one with Senator McLaughlin signing the proclamation.
We had a little bit of a hitch on getting access to our website and giving our photographers and videographers the ability to get those things uploaded. So we now got access to the website yesterday, and the goal was to get all those videos and pictures uploaded to the website so anybody could come and take a look and pull them off and use them as they see fit. That's the best way I think we can to get everybody the pictures they want. That's what our goal is. Now that we have access, we can move on that hopefully very quickly.
Wonderful. Thank you.
We also are meeting tomorrow with the videographer for the folks that took the video all weekend, and we hope to have a video of the call to prayer, I'm hoping within 3 weeks. So that, too, will be something that you guys will all be able to use and play however you see fit.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else have anything you want to add? Okay, well, as I mentioned, we will work on getting together and having that brainstorming strategy session. as a team. And anything else, Leah, that you'd like to add as we close here?
I think the biggest thing is I'm kind of echoing all of you guys, too. I feel like what happened at that summit just pulled the cork off the bottle, and it is just flowing out every conversation. Congressman Forbes, Randy came back from, I saw him just briefly last weekend, and he said, Leah, I am just telling people about what's happened and what's going on. He said, it is like a floodgates have opened. The excitement, the enthusiasm, the hope that is rising up in people, members of Congress, legislators, citizens. I'm now speaking about this wherever I'm going, and people just are shocked and thrilled and can't believe that this is happening and God's doing this. What we are involved with seems to be just opening a floodgate of hope and courage. And you guys are the key out in the states. We clearly cannot support these legislators at the level that we would want to for the national office. It's really you guys that are providing the support and that are making this happen across this nation at the various state levels. So I can't thank you enough. I feel like the Lord has picked each one of us, all of us, this entire team for such a time to help steward the spirit that he is pouring out right now. It looks different than it has in the past, but I do believe this is one piece of God's outpouring that he's doing. I know it's happening all across our nation in a whole lot of forms, in a whole lot of ways, with a whole lot of people. But this is one that he's asked us to steward, and you guys are doing it beautifully, and I can't thank you enough. And also just have talked to numerous legislators who are echoing what all of your legislators are saying too. And I really want to say of all the things, and I love the events, the April 7th, the May 12th in Iowa and Michigan. I know there's a couple other events for legislators, but even if it's just as simple as what Gandy in Mississippi, Barr in Georgia, Emory in Missouri are going to do, they said, just send it to us and let us announce it from the House floor. We're just going to sit up there, we're going to tell everybody what's going on, and we're just going to get all those signatures in one fell swoop on our House floor. And they're going to sign on to this thing, and we'll send it back to you. Make sure we get the proclamations that are signed, keep them separate, the government leaders from the citizens, so that we can put these up on our website. There's going to be a search function to where people that sign this proclamation will be able to search and actually find their name and find the proclamation they signed. That's the goal with this whole sort of website. But it is super important that if you send us proclamations, we have to have the physical written list also. You have to send a list of the name, the title, and the name of every government leader that signed so that we can create the search function. If you do a citizen signing, make sure you get everybody printing their names so that we can add their names to the search function. Also, we want you to give us the event that this was. So send your proclamation back to us. This was an April 7th signing in Iowa for government leaders so that people can search by the event as well. So we hope this will be just a very, very interactive opportunity for people. But I just can't thank you guys enough for all that you're doing. You're the ones that are making this work. So grateful.
Yeah.
That's it for me. You want me to, you have somebody you want to close in prayer, Summer? Or you want me to wrap it?
Can we say congratulations to Leah for the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Oh, a quick update on the wedding. 2 weeks after the summit, my son got married, and it was beautiful to this delightful girl that is now my daughter. And all the sense of the word, I love her deeply, and so we're just extremely grateful for that too. It was a real fun day. Thank you for the congrats. Yeah, my girlfriend called me last night. I have to have a funny story. My girlfriend called me last night. This is true confession to the closest people. And you know how busy we've been. She emailed me last night and said, I love all your religious liberty posts, but how about a post of the wedding? We haven't seen one picture, not one thing. Can you give us something out here in the West Coast to where we're not able to make it to the wedding? So I called Summer at 9 o'clock last night and said, I'm getting flack. And she was not the first one. She was like the tipping point. Finally, I said, okay, I have got to put something on my Facebook page regarding this wedding. I called someone and said, did you take any pictures by any chance? And she posted some pictures of the wedding. Now that's true friendship. And
It is pitiful. I am so pitiful when it comes to Facebook. But anyway, thank you for the congratulations. We all have our strengths and weaknesses. That is not my strength.
Well, you are. So, I joke and I say it's something for you to do in your spare time, which you have none of. Y'all, please be praying for this woman. She is a marathon runner, a champion, an excellent leader, and she does not stop. So just please continue to pray for her and her family, of course, as she leads this and so many other things that she does. Yeah, with that, does anybody else have anything? Anybody want to make any comments on weddings or fun things? Or
just so we appreciate you guys. I mean, I have to say it. That was just such an amazing event. We do a lot of events here. There's so much work that goes into it. And it was just amazing, the atmosphere. And it was such an honor to get to hear from the legislators, just to hear from them. And I felt like I learned and gleaned so much. This is Cindy. I learned and gleaned so much. And I'm a historian buff. And I came away just so taken with it all. But it's just been so exciting. So for a second.
Well, good. Well, we so appreciate you and just for being there and for the feedback. You know, that's our desire, is for people to be encouraged and inspired and feel strengthened and know that they're not alone and, you know, that we're all in this together. So that's exactly the goal. So thank you for saying that. Thank you for being there. Appreciate you making the time to be there. All right. Well, Cindy, will you close us out today, please?
Yeah, thank you. God, thank you. Father, thank you. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega and you are the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Father, thank you so much for creating this venue, this powerful Joseph Daniel venue, Lord, that is able to hear from heaven and see how you bring government forth on earth as it is in heaven. Father, thank you for the legislators. Thank you for Leah and for Summer. God, thank you for the ties that are binding us together, Lord, with all that we do. Father, we just thank you, God, for supernatural strength. We thank you for clarity, for wisdom, for knowledge, for strategies, understanding. Father, we thank you, God, that we will keep in step with you. And we thank you, God, that there is a movement and that there is a wine that's being poured out in a wineskin and that there's not one drop that will be wasted of it. Father, we just thank you, God, for the charge that you give us. We speak blessings over top of the Monday meeting and all that's getting set up for that ahead of time. Lord, we just bless you. We thank you, God. We kiss the Son, lest you would be angry. We bless you, Lord, and we thank you for all that you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Cindy. God bless you. God bless you all. Have a great day, and we will be in touch soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.